Blog Talk Radio.
God is my soul.
Yep, yep.
He's my provider. God is my
soul. You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a seed. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another broadcast of Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, today. Amen. I just want to welcome you and do a couple quick sound checks just to make sure everything is going according to plan. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about the rock of escape, man. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about the word that God has given us. All right. And to realize who God is in our life. I'm like, I'm expecting great things on tonight, okay? So I just want you to bear with me for just a few minutes. I just want to make sure that it's working according to everything and according to plan. Amen. Look like it is. So let's go ahead and get started before we have a word of prayer. I want to remind you of His Divine Grace. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring and Finished Work with Reverend Pat Vander is Thursday at 12 noon. Okay, Friday Night Joy, amen. It's every Friday, well, not every Friday, but it's the first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast as follows, Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, amen, is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, and Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Elson is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. And also let you know that that's a broadcast that's going to come up on this Sunday. Will be the second Sunday. Amen. Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Amen. This is a free conference call. Amen. The dollar number is 712-770-5505. And access code is 732-499. I want to let you know that there's a new broadcast that we have called Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry with myself, Ray, and my am joined by another Sister Maggie, every third Friday at 7 p.m. Amen. It's Maggie, Pastor Maggie Wilson would be part of that ministry. Okay, so with that being said, I want to encourage you to go check out our website, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts, either on Blog Talk or on When Christians Speak Talk Radio.com. Amen. We check us out on the Facebook page also. So let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we come today, Lord Jesus, to give you glory, to magnify your name, to give you thanks. For truly there is none like you in all the earth, God. We just want to glorify you. We just want to give you praise, God. We give this broadcast to you, every word, God, that's been spoken. Every scripture, God, belongs to you, that it may begin to prick the hearts of men and women, Lord Jesus. The people of God, we realize that we got a rock, and Lord Jesus, you are our rock. We thank you, God, for being our rock. So come today, Lord Jesus, do whatever is necessary with this broadcast, God. And again, I thank you in advance. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Like I said, I want to talk about the rock of escape. We got a couple of scriptures I want to share with you. But the main scripture, amen, is coming actually from two different books. Okay, the first book that I'm turning to is coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 23, and we're going to read to the 26th to the 29th verse. And this has been something that was going on between Saul and David, and Saul had been trying to kill David for a while, and David always found a way to escape. Amen. The scripture said that David always found a way to escape. In fact, there were times that David could have taken Saul's life, but chose not to because he realized that Saul was God's anointed. Amen. So here we start at verse 26. On chapter 23, 1 Samuel chapter 23, and it says, "And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for the fear of Saul." In other words, they crossed each other. They're looking at each other, okay? But they're on different sides of the mountain, all right? "For Saul and his men come past David and his men round about to take them." In other words, David was surrounded. There was nowhere for David to go. "But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place Salah Hamalekath." Amen. Salah Hamalekath. "And David went up from thence and dwelt in the strongholds of Engedi." Okay. Now I want to go back to that word, Salah Hamalekath. All right, that means, when I looked it up, it means the rock of escape. This place, this mountain that David and Saul were speaking across from each other, was a rock of escape for David. But this was not the first time that David had escaped the desires of Saul to kill him. But this time, what took place, that a mutual enemy came and saved David. Well, we know God did it, but a mutual enemy came and called. Saul had to make a decision whether to pursue after David or go after the Philistines. Amen. That had invaded the land. And it made more sense probably at that time for him to go after the Philistines, because they had invaded the land. They had invaded Israel and everything. And okay, so that's why this place is called a rock of escapes. God always will provide us a way of escape. God will always be that rock, you know. God will always be that rock when we need him. Amen. He will always be that rock. Amen. Amen. I want to read, this is coming out of, I don't want to read that yet. Let me just go down a little further. Now, let me talk about this word, Salah Hamalekath. Okay. It means, again, it means the cliff of escapes, or the cliff of divisions. It's a rock or a cliff in the wilderness of my own southeast of Hebron. The scene of one of the most remarkable, the writer said, one of the most remarkable escapes, which are so frequent in the history of Saul's days and David's history. Okay. There was no way. They were hemmed up. David and his men was hemmed up, but God would always provide an escape. He'll always provide a way out. Okay. The writer said that God used the mutual enemy to distract King Saul, then to the point where Saul had to break off the attack on David. Now, I want to read another scripture. I'm not going to be before you long, but I want you to know that you have a rock of escape. You have someone that you can depend on. You know that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the scripture said that God will raise up a standard. He will raise up a banner. So if there's a banner that's been raised up, no matter what the enemy do, no matter what the enemy look like, no matter what the enemy is talking about, no matter what the enemy say, God got a way of escape, a rock of escape for you. Now, the scripture I want to turn to real quick, and this is going to also be found in one of the Psalms, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. And this is what it says. It says, David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. This is David spoke unto the Lord this song. David made a song about it. Sometimes when we are victorious in things that God has, we have escaped through the grace and the mercy of God, sometimes we have to make up a song. So sometimes we have to make up and begin to give the honor back over to God. Verse 2 says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. He said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Let me read that again. David made up a song, y'all. He said, the Lord is my rock. Isn't that something? Yeah, we need to recognize who God is. He's our Lord and Savior, who Jesus is. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He said, I'm not going to look to my armies. I'm not going to look to what kind of weapons we got. I'm not even going to look at and see what I can use Goliath's weapons or anything like that. But I'm going to trust in the Lord, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield. He is the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge. They even begin to name off some things. My savior that saves me some dollars. Wow. He began to give God accolades of who he is. He began to praise God and worship God for who he is, because he knew it was nobody but God that brought him through that period, that time of escape. He knew it was no one but him, okay? There was no one here but him. Here's another scripture. This is coming out of Psalms chapter 61, verses 1 through 8. And it says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hear my cry, O God. Lead me to the rock that is high. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Look like I was talking about Samuel and David, but look like here again, David began to recognize all the things that were said in 2 Samuel chapter 22. He said, look, check it out. He said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower. Said, so, God, you've only been a shelter, but you've been a strong tower too. In other words, I'm in this tower and can't nothing get at me. I'm preserved. I'm protected, you know, and stuff like that. I got the anointing. I got all these things in my favor. That no weapon formed against me of any kind shall be able to prosper or to stand. He said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemy. The enemy can't get this. As Steve Hammer used to sing about in the back of the day, and I know I'm aging myself. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. He said, thou hast been a strong tower from my enemy. It says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covering of thy wings. He said, for thou, O God, has heard my vows. Thou has given me the heritage, thy name. In other words, I'm walking in so close. David's walking so close to God that they got people that are fearing his name. And it ain't because of David, but it's because of the God that David served. It ain't because of us, it's because of who we serve. We serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We serve the Almighty God. Okay? He said, thou would prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Verse 7 said, he said, abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praises unto the name forever, that I might daily perform my vows. In other words, everything that I'm committed to do, everything I said I was going to do, I'm able to do it, God, because of you. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody ever do you like Jesus. The song says, nobody, nobody, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's read a couple more and stuff, then we're going to get on out of here. I told you I'm going to be before you long. But I want to go back, and I'm going to turn my notes real quick to Psalms 18. And this is what I want to do. And again, this is David, he was writing in the Psalms and everything, because he realized, again, that God has delivered from the enemies. But this time I want to go a little further. I mean, it's not that many scriptures, but I just want to read just a little bit further. And basically it's saying the same thing that we read in 1 Samuel, okay? But check it out, y'all. It says that, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high time I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Verse 4 said, the sorrow of death compassed me. The floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. Look, David was telling y'all afraid. Like, he wasn't as bold and like boisterous and ready to go out there and kick bucket and take names. He's telling you right here that he was afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. Okay, in my distress, this is 6 says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry became before him, even into his ears. Isn't it amazing to know that we serve a God, we serve a Lord that can hear our every cry, you know, that can feel our every groan, that can feel the infirmities of our pain and our suffering that we're going through. He knows all about it, because he paid for the price on the cross. It says, then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved, were shaken, because he was wroth. In other words, God saw his servant, saw David. He sees you, and he sees me, and he sees those that are going through trials and tribulation, and those that are getting persecuted for his name's sake. He said, the scripture said, because he was wroth, that even the hills moved and were shaken. It said, verse 8 said, they went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured, and coals was kindled by it. He said, scripture says that he bowed the heavens also and came down, and a doctor was under his feet. He rode upon a chariot. God is going to come and see about his children. You keep on messing with God's people if you want to. You're playing with fire. You're going to get burned. Keep on messing around. Keep on talking about them. Keep on mistreating them. Keep on backbiting. Keep on doing all that stuff, lying, and keep on doing all those different things that you're doing. You're going to get burned. You're going to make God come down. And that's the last thing you want. It says, he rode upon a chariot and did fly, and yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind, and he made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of skies, and at the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coal of fire. That's the God that we serve is a terrible and an awesome God, that even the clouds, they tremble, you know, everything trembles for the reverence of the presence of our almighty God. We got to know who it is that we serve there and everything. The enemy have an idea, but he, you know, you know, but he uses many people too, and they may not have an idea. That's why Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Verse 14 says, yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited. God is coming to see about his people, the rock of our escape, the rock of our salvation. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of their nostrils. In other words, God just breathed, and things begin to happen. You know, God just think a thing, and things begin to happen. He sent from above, and he took me, and he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They would realize they was more than he was able to bear. But he realized also, but greater is he that is with me than he that is in the world. He realized also that them that be for me, to be legions upon legions of the host of heavens, of angels in support, because God sent them, Jesus sent them to rescue me, to bring comfort to me, to bring peace to me. Amen. And so he brought forth also into a large place. He did me because he delighted in me. Isn't it something that God is delighted in his service? He delighted in you. He wants us to succeed. He wants to see a smile upon our face. He wants us to realize that we are blessed and highly favored. He wants us to realize that he's the apple of his eye. 20 says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hand. Has he recompensed me? For I have kept the way to the Lord, and that wickedly departed from my God. I said, the scripture says, I have kept the ways of the Lord and not wickedly departed from God. 26, for all his judgment was born, all his judgment were before me, and I did not put away his statutes. Listen, there's a part that we play in all of this in order for the kingdom of glory, in order for the Lord to send his host of legions of angels to arrest you and stuff like that. He said, I didn't put away his statutes. Okay, he said, I was upright before him. I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, have the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Verse 25 says, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. With the forward, thou wilt show thyself forward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but thou wilt bring down the high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, for the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. He said, for by thee I have run through the troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. David, like, yo, we begin to develop superhuman things, things that we never can even imagine to do, leaping over a wall and run through a body of soldiers and everything. We able to do things that we talk about. Superheroes, they ain't got nothing on what God began to equip us with, and God began to do in our life, the rock of our escape. It says, verse 30, and I'm almost done. I'm not going to get to all this. I don't know. We're going to try. I might end it and come back and do the rest of it another day. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust us. All God is to us is our rock of our escape. Verse 31 says, for who is God save the Lord? Or who is the rock save our God? Who is our God that we serve here? Save the Lord. Who is our rock? Hallelujah. Save our God. We know in whom we can depend on. We know in whom we believe. We know in whom we can trust. We know that we can trust and we can lean on him and lean not into our own understanding. It is God that gives me 32, it is God that girded me with strength and make it my way perfect. I'm not doing it all by myself. It's God that's doing it. The scripture said, I think it says someone in the Bible said, I'm going to cause you to serve me. It's God doing it. He doing it for his glory. He said, he making my feet like hinds' feet and setting me upon my high places. God doing it. Not me, not you, but God doing it. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. He's teaching us a thing. He's showing us the mysteries and the allegories of his word. He said, 35 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holded me up. Now gentleness has made me great. You know, when the favor of the Lord is upon you, all these different things is going on all around you. God is molding you. He's pressing you. He's pushing you. He's cutting away things in your life that should go. It's verse 36, and thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, and that my feet do not slip. He said, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet do not slip. God is saying to all of us, y'all, I'm doing a new thing in you, something that is not known, something that has never been done before. I'm doing it in it so that you can't say you're doing it, but I'm doing it so that I want you to know, and I want those that look upon you, even your enemy, to know that God did it, that God did it in a rock of my escape. He said, and he said, I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. All my enemies, all the naysayers, all my sickness, all the disease, every demonic force and stuff like that is underneath me. It's been subdued because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thou hast also given me the neck of my enemies that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was was not to save them even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as dust before the wind. I did cast them out as dirt in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the striving of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve thee. In other words, the people that don't even know me, people that want to kill me, you know, God's going to make it so that they will serve you. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their clothes. Afraid out of their clothes place. The Lord liveth and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Here David began to go back to what he was doing before, beginning to give God all the glory and the honor. He said, it is God that avenged me and subdued the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. Yea, though thou liftest me above those that rise up against me, thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and show mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. God is awesome. God is our rock. He is the rock of our escape. There is nothing that the enemy can do to us if we depend and trust in God. And even when he comes, we know that we can lean on Jesus. We can trust him. We can believe on him. We know that he's going to come and see about us. We know that he's going to come and see about us. Amen. I just want to check one more other thing here. Whew, amen, amen. That was Psalms 18, man. I read it all the way through. God bless. I want to read a couple more scriptures for you, and then we're going to get on out of here, because I don't really have a lot, but I just want to read a couple more scriptures to you. This is coming out of Psalms 27:5. It says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." I don't know about you, but I want to be in that place that he's hiding me, and then he's setting me upon a rock. He's showing me favor, amen, that he's allowed me to know that he's the rock of my escape. But he's the one that will elevate. He's the one that will push me forward. He allowed me, us y'all, to go into places to meet presidents and kings and queens and speak and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's allowing us to go in the wilderness. He's allowing us, Lord Jesus, at this time to go in dark places and everything and bring forth light so that we might begin to see, the people might see the salt, light, and power of Jesus Christ operating in the light. He's allowed us to speak to gangbangers. He's allowing us at this time to see with whoremongers. He's allowing us at this time to speak with gamblers and fornicators and adulterers and everything, and bring truth to light and everything, that they might know that there is a bomb, that they might know that Jesus Christ paid a price for them on the cross, that they shall be forgiven. He's allowing us to do so. So, amen. That was Psalms 27:5. Let me read a couple more and then we're out of here. Amen. It says in Psalms 124:1-8, it says, "If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Verse 4, then the waters had overwhelmed us, and the steam had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers." Okay, the snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, the rock of our escape. God has always, will always provide us with a way to escape. Now that's the last one I wanted to read, but I told you I just want to be with you just for a short time. And just for you to understand and get great joy in knowing that God is the rock of your escape, that knowing that he's the rock in the weary land. Let me just read a little bit more. I got just a little bit more time. So if you don't mind, I just want to just read a little bit more. Okay, lead me to the rock. Okay, that's what I just read. Give me 1 second. I just want to go back to the rock, man. There's something about this rock that we serve. I mean, that, in the songs, there's quite a few of them. Amen. So just bear with me for just a second. Amen. It says, amen. It says, he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my Savior's place. That is Psalms 89:26. Amen. And Psalms 92:15 says, to show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalms 94:22 says, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. We got a way to escape. We got some place to go. We got someone that we can depend on. We know that he will never, ever, 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 Ray, let you down. We know that whoever is listening, he will never, ever, 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 ever let you down. So he said, Jesus said that. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The rock of our escape, the rock of our heart. You know, we could talk a little bit more about the rock, how they was able, I think it was one of the scriptures to talk about, they drew honey from the rock and all that. We have to do that another time because we don't want to take it too much of your time. But I do want to thank you in advance for listening. Please share this broadcast. Amen. Why don't you pray with me? Father, thank you for the rock. Thank you for allowing us to be rescued by the rock of escape. I'm finding us a way of escape through you. We thank you in advance for every single thing that you're doing. God, we give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord Jesus. You know who needed this message at this time, God, whether they're going through trials and tribulation or sickness, Lord. We know that there's a bomb in Gilead, and that bomb is you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, God. We pray that people will have a great weekend. We pray for breakthroughs. We pray for curses being broken, God. We pray for restoration of marriage and relations, God. We pray for healing, complete holistic healing from the head to the toe, God, holistic to the soul, to the spirit, God. We pray for financial reason to take place, God, for doors to be opened, God. We're praying for those that are in school and education, God. We're praying for those that are in prison. We're praying, God, for those that have been abused, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritually, God. We're praying for help to come their way, God. We're praying against any demonic forces that come against the plan that you have for those that you have called and those that you have chosen for such a time as this. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with all your might in your glory, and you set the atmosphere even within the body of Christ, even though the churches, God, are beginning to open up, God. We pray today, God, that you will keep those that are going, Lord Jesus, in different places safe from all harm and danger, Lord Jesus. We pray for a great revival to take place in the body, God. We pray for a continued increase of those who have accepted salvation in their life today, God. We're praying today, God, that you would do something new and fresh in their life, God. I don't care who they might be. Maybe they might be the president. Maybe they might be congressman. God, we're praying for a great awakening, not just in this country, God, but all across the world, God, that souls will begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have my life changed around, God? We're praying for every single thing, Lord Jesus. We're praying, God, for salvation. We're praying for life. We're praying for those that have cancer and those that have depression and going through depression and want to do themselves harm. They want to kill themselves, God, because they're lost. So, God, we pray that you will send ministering angels, Lord Jesus, to knock on that door or to tap them on their shoulder and tell them about the love of Jesus Christ that died on the cross for their sin, God. We're praying today, God, for homeless people that are homeless and people that don't have nowhere to go and people that just have given up, whatever the situation may be, God, we're praying for doors to be open, God. We're praying for them to see the light, God, to see you, Jesus, for who you are. We're praying today, God, for all across the world today, God, that we know that there's miracles after miracles after miracles being done, God, and we thank you in advance for every single miracle that's being done, God. We know that someone is being healed right now as we speak, even there may be something being raised from the dead, God. And we thank you in advance, God. We pray for those that are being persecuted for your name's sake, God. Those that are being locked in prison, those that are being killed, those that are being beat up for your name's sake, God. We pray that you will continue to give them strength and not let them be weary and well doing. We pray today, God, that you would do this, Lord Jesus, that they might know, that the world might know that there is a bomb. There is a bomb in Gilead. And they get the bomb is you, Jesus. That you the only way, you the only answer, God. We pray, God, that we might take seriously these things that we deal with in our life, God. We might take seriously, Lord Jesus, the responsibilities and the things concerning the world that we live in, Lord Jesus, the earth, Lord Jesus, because the earth and the fullness of thereof belong, it all belong to you, Lord Jesus. So we want to make sure that we treat it right, God. We pray, Lord, just even with our own temple, God, our bodies, God, that you dwell in, Lord Jesus. We want to treat our bodies right, Lord Jesus. So we pray for diabetes, and sugar. We pray for all these blood pressure and all these other different things that attack the body, God, to be gone, Lord Jesus. We pray that we put those things underneath our feet according to what you said, Lord Jesus. Not anything that we say, but according to your word, Lord Jesus. We're praying, Lord Jesus, that the people of God that are called by your name, that are chosen by you, Lord Jesus, might begin to stand up, Lord Jesus, and lift up their voice like a trumpet and begin to declare you, Lord Jesus, unto the world. We're praying for those that you have made bold and those that you have made their face like flint. They're not afraid to speak up, God. They're not afraid of anything, Lord Jesus. We'll step out of the plate, God. We pray today, God, that you begin to raise prophets and preachers and teachers and apostles and bishops that have more of a desire to seek after the things of you and less of a desire to seek after the things of the world, that they might, Lord Jesus, and begin, Lord Jesus, to speak to those, God, those that you've appointed for such a time as this. We're praying today, God, that you would do it for your name's sake, not for anybody else, Lord Jesus, for your name's sake, that you get all the glory and all the honor, God. We pray there'll be a great awakening to take place all across the world, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are poor. We pray for those, Lord Jesus, that have lost much. We pray for those that are suffering because of what's going on, God. We pray today, Lord, even in the mess of misery, of chaos, we know that you are still God and you're still operating and you're still doing miracles. So, God, we pray for a great thing to take place, Lord Jesus. We know that the only one that can do it is you. But we pray for those that are intercessor, God, for such a time as this to stand in the gap and begin to intercede day and night. To begin to intercede day and night, to wake up during the watches, the 2 o'clock, the 3 o'clock in the morning, and begin to intercede on the things that you have. Begin to have the heart that you have, the things that you want us to pray for, the things that you feel, Lord Jesus. We're praying today, God, that we begin to stand in that place. We thank you again for this broadcast. We pray this broadcast to be a blessing to those that have listened. We do thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen and amen, God. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you for listening to With Christian Speak Talk Radio, the rock of our escape, man. The rock of our escape. We have an escape. You know, we know who we can turn to. We know that we can trust God. You know, when everything else failed, mother, father, sister, brother, job, taxes, whatever else, your houses, you know, friends, everything else, but God is still there. He's our escape. Man, he's there for us. I can see Jesus there with open arms and say, come on. Come on, I got you. I can see him there with open arms. Come on over here. I got you covered. Don't worry. I know what they did. I know what they said, but I got you. Come on underneath me. Let me put my arms around you. Let me kiss you on the forehead here. You know, let me whisper something in your ear and give you a new name. You know, let me do some things like that. You know, let me brush off all that stuff that's mess that's on your face. And, you know, let me clean you up a little bit. Let me go ahead and put a crown on your head and put a ring on your finger. And then let me call you joint heirs. Then let me call you my joint heir. You are my joint heir. You know, I can see God saying to you, like, you're the apple of my eye. You know, you're the apple of my eye. You're my joint heir. You're my son and my daughter. You're my ambassador. You know, did you know that you are the head and not the tail? Did you know that? To remind us of these things that we are towards God. Amen. So, y'all, I'm done. I do want to thank you for listening. God bless you, and we'll see you on Sunday with the men. God bless you. God bless. God bless. Amen. God bless.